Hey, we're so excited that you're joining us here on Community Church Podcast, where our prayer is that you would find a better life with Jesus and a secure place in heaven. We hope this message encourages you, and if you want to find out more ways to connect, you can visit us at forabetterlife.org.
Let's say it together, Lord, I am ready to hear your word, to believe your word, and to leave your word, because I've been chosen for victory and not for defeat, for health and not for sickness, for prosperity and not for poverty, because I am more than a conqueror in Jesus' name and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Come on, if you believe that, all over the chat, all over Zoom, let's give a mighty applause. Let's clap it out. Let's believe. Write down, yeah, come on, write down amen. Use your emojis. It's going to be an incredible time today. Have you ever been rejected before? Whoa, like, what do you mean? Yeah, like, have you ever been or felt rejection before? You know, when I was young, I used to, well, number one, let me state something. I love sports. I really do. And when I was young, I was part of the school soccer team, and I was also part of a travel soccer team. My parents were very intentional to keep me active in sports. But you know what? To be honest with you, I wasn't the most skillful player. Like, I'm not like Messi or Ronaldo, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't the most talented either. But I loved it, you know? I always had the coaches saying, Mushant, you have the best attitude. I guess I'm still thinking, what does that mean? You know, I was always with the best attitude, but it was hard. I would barely play. They would barely like pick me. You know, I really didn't like PE. That was probably one of the most, the biggest struggles in my life, because for me, PE, physical education, was more like RA, if I may. Not PE, but RA, and RA stands for rejected again. Oh, come on. That's terrible. But it's true, man. You know, when they used to put you in the line and you have the two team captains and the two team captains will choose their player. And every single time I will be like top three as like last top three, you know, but I had the best attitude. But you know what? It didn't really feel good, because feeling rejected is not a good thing. It doesn't feel good. It's not like something that is like, well, you know, I'll deal with it and I'll be all right. And then the next time, oh, I'll deal with it. I'm okay. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. I know I'm not the most skillful person. It's okay. No. Rejection really hits you hard in your heart. And it really can have and be potentially a disaster inside of us. It can really put us into very dangerous places that I believe God doesn't want us to be. You've been called blessed. You've been called a child of God. And I think that these are truths that we need to put in our lives to be able to exit rejection. Are you dealing with rejection today? And that's my question for you today. Like, maybe you're not dealing with rejection, but listen, in the society that we're living right now, you were probably going to end up feeling rejected some way or another. Because the reality is that we all have areas in our lives that can expose us or potentially can put us in rejection's way. Now, I know this is a very sensible topic right now, socially speaking. And, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. People are getting sick with COVID-19. And this is crazy, you know. There's so many people testing positive. There's obviously a lot of people testing negative. And that's the reality, that it's what's happening out there right now. And that is just another way that you can feel rejected or actually be rejected by people. You know, I don't know about you, but it's true. It's like when you hear COVID positive, you know, which, by the way, is the topic of our teaching today, which we're not going to speak about COVID, but it represents probably the hottest topic right now as we speak of of being rejected, just like social injustice and so many other things that are happening right now in the midst of our society. COVID positive, and it's like, whoa, you know, it's like, is that person positive? Is it negative? Like, what's going on? And then it happens, it's normal, it's inside of us. The reality is that our society is an expert on rejecting. I wanna say that again. Like, our society, we're experts on rejecting people. It's crazy, right? And I believe that today, as the church, we are responsible to go against rejection. And the way that you and I can go against rejection is by having empathy. So I believe with all my heart that the church, you and I, need to be experts on showing empathy. Come on, are you with me? COVID positive! Hey, hold on a second. Anything that can come and bring rejection, you and I need to be ready to counter with empathy. Come on, let's get a little bit more into this topic today. And let's see the definition by dictionary, in the dictionary about empathy. And it says like this: empathy, the ability, come on, this is interesting, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. I want to read it to you again. The dictionary says empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of one another. I am super drawn to the definition because it's giving me this action. It's not telling me that empathy, it's me showing sympathy, you know? There's a difference. Sympathy is me just going like, oh, poor thing, right? Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. You know, no, empathy is taking it. It's kicking it up a notch. Empathy is taking it to another level. Empathy is the ability to be able to understand, not simply rub shoulders. No, it's the ability to understand, but also to be able to share the feelings one another. It's kind of like this thought of like being on someone else's shoes. You know how we say that sometimes? And that's exactly what it is. So this is by definition, but empathy sounds a little bit more like this in the practical way. I heard this says, empathy is seeing with the eyes of another, listening with the ears of another, and feeling with the heart of another. Come on, that is so good. Let me say it again. Empathy is seeing with the eyes of another. That means that in the perspective that I decide, because remember, this is an ability. It's something that you and I need to fight. Empathy is something that you need to get good at. Empathy is something that we need to exercise. It's like a muscle, right? It's an ability that we need to get better at. So it's seeing. Empathy is seeing. It's choosing the right perspective. Yeah? Like judging, it's literally this perspective. It's me going against you and judging you, right? And rejection, for example, I'm rejecting you. But empathy is asking me to switch the perspective, literally, so that we are side to side having the same. So I'm looking the same way that you're looking. I am seeing things the way that you are seeing things and that other people are seeing things. But it's also aligning the way we listen. It's not simply listening to what is being said about you. It's listening to you and to be able to be in a perspective, in a position that I can also listen like you're listening. And number three, I love this, is it's feeling, and feeling with the heart of one of the other person is to be able to place ourselves in a position that our heart beats just like the other person's heart is beating, that we are feeling what they are feeling, and that we are trying to understand and put ourselves into someone else's shoes and situation. Now you might be asking right now, okay, I get this. We all reject. We've all been rejected. Yes. Our society is an expert on rejecting, 100%. We live in a very prideful society, 100%, yes. Now, I also understand that as a son of God, I need to become an expert on having empathy. And I understand that empathy is It's literally placing myself in someone else's position so that I can try to understand them, so that I can do something. So the question rises up right now is, okay, how do I do that? And I think the Bible gives us such a powerful tool, all right, in itself. And I love this verse that we're about to read, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, because I think it's going to speak to us a lot, and it gives us a guidance. It really does. The Bible says, Matthew 7, 12, it says, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Come on, let's just stay there for 1 minute. This is not a quote. This is not something that you heard from someone. This is not what you read on a simple note. This is the Bible. And what we are seeing here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 is, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. It's very simple, right? I've also heard, we've called this, myself, I call this many times the golden rule, right? The golden rule, don't do things to other people that you wouldn't like for them to do to you. Do to others, then, whatever you would like for them to do to you. I know it's very simple, but I think sometimes we miss the mark because we are so self-focused in our situations and what we're going through right now that we sometimes forget that what we're doing, we're going to receive it back. How can I have empathy in my life? Well, the first thing that you and I need to know is that whatever we do, we'll get back. And that is such a powerful statement because, and it's a simple statement, but it's such a powerful statement because it's true. It's true. It's like sowing and reaping, literally. It's a law of nature. It's simply going to happen. And if you and I have the right heart, which is the heart of God, if we have the right heart, I think that we'll be able to fight against rejection so that we can place empathy where it's supposed to be, in that good place, so that we can see transformation at the end of the day, because we want people to get to know the love of God. But sometimes that's where we get it wrong. We're just trying to push a message instead of trying to have empathy with the person, connection, proximity. Let's stop pushing a message. And let's start promoting proximity with the person, that we can get in their shoes and see how they're feeling and hear how they're listening and having the same heartbeat as they are having today. Let's be honest. I told you at the beginning the story of the team captains that will reject me. But the reality is that I also rejected people. You know, my response to rejection was more rejection. It's kind of like the syndrome of the bully, right? I bully because I'm being bullied. And that's the reality that we face today. How are we responding to rejection in our lives? Because it's very easy to play victim. And if you and I play victim, what we're going to do is we're going to grab that rejection and we're going to recycle it and give it out as more rejection. You know, in my case, as I was being rejected in this particular area in my life, in the soccer team selection, I was also rejecting other people. I remember my dad, who used to work in farming, he worked with cows and all of this. There was a worker that he had, very humble family, incredible people. In my recent trip to El Salvador, I was able to sit down with them and have dinner with them. Incredible people. But you know what? This person that worked with my dad, he had a son about my age. And, you know, I had this rejection against him. Yeah, literally. Like, I remember when my dad and him will get together and they will bring me along. I didn't like it. I didn't like to be with him. There was rejection in my heart. It was one of my mechanisms of defense against the same rejection I was feeling. Right, I was feeling rejected at school, so let me reject whoever I can. And you know, I remember my dad one day just set me down. He said to me, "What is wrong with you?" Literally, that's what he said. And I think that's maybe sometimes how the Holy Spirit approached you. Is like, man, come on, with a little more grace, right? What is wrong with you? how can we be rejecting people? I don't think our call is to reject people like we're learning today. Our call is to have empathy with people, because at the end of the day, the closer we can get in reality and stop pushing people around, and we can get more proximity with people, you and I will have more access to be able to share our lives, to share our testimony, to share what God has done. At the end of the day, this society today is aching, it's hindered, it's in pain. And the solution, you and I know, is Jesus. And Jesus really shows us how to have empathy. And I love this verse. As we're going to read this story in John chapter 8, verse 3 to 11. I'm going to read to you really quick and follow along. You're going to have the verse on the screen. It says, as he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. Verse 5 says, the law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? Verse 6 says, they were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. Verse 7 says, they kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. What a statement. Verse 8. Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Verse 10 says, then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? Verse 11 says, no, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. What a powerful story. And what a display of grace and empathy Jesus had with this woman. You know, in reality, all of us, as I said at the beginning, have areas that potentially can produce rejection in our lives. For whatever reason, imagine this. Imagine if we will have an electronic billboard always in our shirt. And the electronic billboard will always display your area of fault, your area of sin, or whatever you're going through in that moment. Imagine us walking through the streets or going through our jobs and going to school with a label of that size that will tell immediately people, oh, you got to reject them. COVID positive, right? And just like back in the day, a leopard, someone that will have leprosy, will have to scream their lungs out to say, impure, impure, COVID positive, COVID positive. It will be equivalent to us having a sign today and saying that and going on the streets and saying, oh, I'm an adultery. Oh, I have problems with lying. Oh my God, I am sexually impure. Can you imagine out there in the streets, you saying that constantly in constant conversations to the people at your office or in your family, constantly saying this? You know, we all are in this together. We all have areas of lives where we can be judged and we can be rejected. But Jesus shows up, and it's crazy because everybody that was asking for her to get stoned, all of them had something, and Jesus knew that. Yet Jesus did not reject anyone. And can I speak to you for a moment? If you're going through a situation and you know that this is you, maybe you are this woman he represented in the story, and you have accusers around you and people that are trying to bring you down. Remember, don't play victim. Just play your son and daughter of God card, that you can have access to him and his forgiveness and his grace. Can I remind you that Jesus will never reject you? He has never rejected you, and he will never reject you. Now, there's another reality, is that we said that this society is full and it's experts on rejecting people. It's a problem. Rejection is a problem. The solution is empathy and following Jesus' footsteps. But here it is. There is a blockade. There is a barrier, which is called pride. So the problem is rejection. The solution is empathy. But the wall in front of it that you and I built so many times, it's pride. Pride. Oof. Pride is a hard thing. Pride is tough. And I love how Jesus displays in another story what is his thought about pride. And he says, Luke chapter 18, verse 10 through 14, he says, two men went to the temple to pray. One of those men was a Pharisee. Another one was a despised tax collector. Verse 11 says, the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. Let's listen to the prayer of the Pharisee. He says, I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters and sinners and adulterers. I am certainly not like that tax collector. Verse 12 says, I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income. Come on, I'm a good Christian. I go to church every Sunday. I give my tithing and I am fasting and I'm praying. Verse 13 says, but the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, verse 14, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humble, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. If you and I are going to make a difference in people's lives and in our community by having empathy and saying goodbye to rejection, we're gonna need to have humble hearts. Because you and I, we're not perfect. And we have situations in our lives that will disqualify you, or in other cases like we're speaking today, will qualify us to be rejected. But that's not what Jesus taught us. He's not what he showed us. And that this is not the way he went to and live life. And I think he is our biggest example today. That you and I can say, hey, I'm going to start practicing empathy. I'm going to start feeling like others feel. I'm going to start listening like others listen. I'm going to start changing my perspective so I can see like others see. And in the midst of this, knowing and understanding that that will open a path so that people can get to know Jesus. Not maybe just for the first time, and although people will, you'll have those cases in your life, but constantly, people that may know Jesus already, just like this Pharisee in this story. You know, he was a believer, right? He was right there. He was a good Christian. But all of us, literally, and I say it again, all of us need empathy in our lives. All of us need grace in our lives. COVID positive! We need to stop judging others. We need to stop rejecting others. And we need to start showing grace and empathy. I read this and I love it. I want to share with you as we close today. Opinion is really the lowest form of human knowledge. I want to stop there for a second because I know that's very sensitive. We're talking about opinion. Now, there's nothing wrong with our opinion, okay? Don't get me wrong. That's not the case. Your opinion is very important. But I want you to listen to this because I think it's very crucial, especially in the times that we're living today. And I'm going to read it again. Opinion is really the lowest form of human knowledge. It requires no accountability, no understanding at all. The highest form of knowledge is empathy. For it requires us to suspend our egos and live in another's world. It requires profound purpose larger than the self kind of understanding. Come on, I believe the message is clear today that the Holy Spirit, that God is calling us to have empathy for those who are around us that He has placed Remember, you are a leader. Wherever you find yourself, you might go like, no, what are you talking about? No, the fact that you are here and you're listening today, you are a leader, and God has placed you in leadership in different circles and areas and spaces in our life. You have influence, you have a voice. And I love the fact that, yes, our opinions are okay, yes, but we need to be able to elevate our opinions, and that we, you and I, practice enough so that we can constantly display empathy, that we can enter in other people's worlds and be there for them, and instead of pushing our belief and pushing our opinions constantly, we can promote proximity and we can be there for people, and that we can beat pride so that we can beat rejection, and that we can show the way, yeah, the Jesus way, the way of love and grace and empathy. Well, let's pray today as we close. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being with us here on Sunday, receiving in the day, in your day, God. Thank you for community. Thank you that we can have a group of people that we can call our spiritual family. God, you know exactly what's in our hearts better than even ourselves. And today we come before you first to say sorry for those times that we have displayed rejection to other people in our lives, that we have chose to practice that instead of practice empathy. And also we bring our hearts, those hearts that might be damaged by rejection, that we've taken hard hits in ourselves. Today we declare, God, that it is you who we go to. Today we choose to go to you, Jesus, the author of empathy, the biggest display that we've ever seen of empathy before. We just want to live that way, being embraced by you, but also being led by you, being embraced by you and understanding that we are loved, but also be led by you so that we can make others feel that way as well. We thank you and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you are going to help us, and that this word that might be information is going to become a revelation in our hearts, and we will see a revolution that will make change. We will see transformation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, all over the chats, in Zoom, shout out to God. God is a good God, and we are grateful for his word and what he has spoken to us today. And before we close, I want to give you an opportunity. If you're listening and you're here with us today and maybe you haven't given your life to Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity today, just like one day that opportunity was given to me, and I chose the best and I made the best decision. I chose Jesus, the best decision that I've ever done in my life. How do I do that, you might be asking yourself right now? Well, the Bible says it's a very, very simple thing, but it's very profound as well. The Bible says that if I use my mouth to confess, to use my words, yes, but I use my heart along my words to believe, then I become a son and a daughter of God. I accept Jesus. I say yes to him. So I want to give you that opportunity. We're going to make a simple prayer, and I want you to speak it out so that you can hear yourself, but know in your heart that you're speaking to Jesus, and that no matter what you've done and what you believe you've done that could be a rejection, there's no rejection for Jesus. He suffered all the rejection so that you and him can have proximity. So let's say these words, and let's say, Jesus, today I open my heart and I open my life, and I declare with my words that you are Jesus, the Son of God, my Savior. Today, I accept your gift. I accept life, eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. Be sure to visit us at forabetterlife.org, where you can get connected, plan a visit to any one of our services, send us any prayer requests you may have, or take your next step in your spiritual walk. If you've decided to give your life to Jesus today, Congratulations, we're so excited for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and connect at forabetterlife.org.